The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
To be upon you, us, them, unless you work Thursday through Tuesday, and then the weekend. Isn't an interesting concept, in essence? The weekend. The weekend. So there have been arguments for years about whether the weekend's on Saturday or Sunday. What's the first day of the new week? Traditionally, it was thought, at least in my family, that Monday, because it was the first day of the traditional work week. But what happens if you work Sunday through Thursday, or maybe Sunday through Friday, maybe work 6 days a week, maybe work 7 days a week? There's no beginning and there's no end. Hallelujah! Ed Kessler is here.
Some weeks seem like that.
And I know, sometimes they do. But today is the end of your work week.
Yes,
you're having a nice, delightful time with your wife. Having good. How many people do something special on Friday night? Do you always go out as Friday night date night? There's a Freudian slip. Is it date night or dead night? Saturday is that date night or dead night. Anyway, thinking about other than the big issues of the day. But we'll, as usual, allow you to speak for yourselves here. 888-302-3684 is the phone line. Email to Doug or Ken in this hour. Or Richie or Jennifer, if you want to, whoever is blowing through the wind of the Good Day program, help yourself to any of our names at DougSteffen.com. And then there's Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. I wonder how the reflections are. The poll today and every weekend are an overview of the top 10 talk topics from Talkers.com. So which one of these is most important to you? Is it the Ebola crisis? Is it the crisis against ISIS? I like that. It's the crisis against ISIS. The crisis of gay marriage. The crisis of the election and what's going to happen to the Democrats or the Republicans. Crisis on immigration. Crisis on health care. Crisis in North Korea. Crisis in Bush Stadium. The protesters. Which crisis? Yeah, I know. Isn't it all so silly? It really is. Most of this stuff is just plain silly. Not the feelings that you may have, the emotional feelings, but think about what really, of all of these things, really affects you personally. Which one of these either has or is or will affect you? Well, you may not know about Ebola. Probably the chance of it threatening you or bothering you or being in your life, nil. The ISIS situation, how does that affect you? Only in that you are paying for the ramping up of the military-industrial complex's involvement in the battle against ISIS, probably won't affect you. How does gay marriage affect you? Probably not at all. How does the midterm election affect you? Well, of all of the things that are on this list, I think the midterm elections may affect all of us, even though we may not know it, may not be cognizant, may not be aware of how important these elections are. Most people don't vote in off-year elections, that is, non-presidential elections. I think every 4 years they go to vote, that's it, I've done my job, I'm done. No, not true. Midterm elections, very important. The essence of going to the polls, though, before the final election, when you get the chance to choose among various candidates and various parties to narrow it down to one, that's really, the primary election is really what's most important. I've been saying that for years and years and years and years, and years since I taught school. Yeah, actually, since I was in school learning civics, it seemed to me, and I remember talking to my parents about this, asking them if they went to vote. How many of you ever asked your parents if they voted or for whom they voted? Or did you just know because you knew who they were, what they were all about, because you had these conversations around perhaps the breakfast table or the dinner table? That is when people used to sit down to breakfast or sit down to dinner. So when you were a kid growing up, Kenny, did you discuss politics with your parents? Did you know how they were voting? Did they go to vote all the time? Did they encourage you to understand how the system worked?
To a degree, they went all the time, but they would laugh as they would come home that they canceled out each other's vote. But they went, every November and to every primary that I knew of.
Yeah.
They went together and they voted.
It was a tradition. It was important. People took it seriously. Now it's a lark. People laugh about it, or they think it's a big deal if they vote, as I said, once every 4 years. And that's so wrong, so not what the system is all about. And so, in a sense, you are contributing to the malaise that we have in our country, to the bad leadership that we have in our country, to the horrible government involvement in all of our lives that we're all not happy about. Most people, no matter what their stripes, are not happy about all the government involvement. There may be some things that you disagree about in terms of, let's say, the Affordable Care Act. Some people really think it's great. Some people don't. But when it comes down to the government's being involved in every aspect of your lives and needing approval for this and supervision for that, people are sick of it. In the main, sick of it. But they just complain and don't go vote. And so you don't set the tone by not going. You set the tone for grousing and sounding like an angry old woman or an angry old man, but you don't do anything about it. I don't want to hear from you, frankly. Get lost. You don't have any sway. So food for thought as we look at the, again, all of these things in the top 10 list. Check them out at DougStephan.com. Our poll yesterday asked about your favorite Glenn Campbell song, because our video of the day yesterday was Glenn Campbell, and the singing of the last recorded song took place a year ago, January, and now it's being released. And really quite a sad, sad story, a sad song. He's reflecting on his life and what's going on in his life now that he has Alzheimer's. And that didn't make it here on the list. Your favorite Glenn Campbell song? Let's see, 29% said it was impossible to pick just one. I would say that would be where I would come down. It is tough, isn't it? I was starting as a disc jockey playing some of these songs. I remember playing most of them, as a matter of fact, because most of them were around before I went to talk in 74. So let's see here. What won? 17% said By the Time I Get to Phoenix. 16% Rhinestone Cowboy. 15% Wichita Lineman. 10% Galveston. 9% Southern Nights. 4% Others. I can see, now that I am going through this list, most of you, when you hear the titles, you'll keep them in your mind during the day, right? I am a lineman for the county. Right?
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Galveston. Oh, Galveston. Just a rhinestone cowboy.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Who sounds better, him or me? But see, this I think is more important to people than a lot of the palaver around. I think people want to know what their fate is, what their fortune is. I had a strange dream last night about death, and I don't know why I had this dream. I was talking about it yesterday with somebody, and it seemed to have inveigled itself into my mind through the night. And I don't know, there was no conclusion, I just was just there, kind of. So when you look at Glenn Campbell's story, his life, and think about what he did with his life and his career, he made a lot of mistakes. He did things because he had money and access, he had fame, that probably affected his getting Alzheimer's. And so you think about that as you think about your own future. What are you doing in your life? What are you doing in your healthy place, your head, to keep you from getting into that position? I'm not going to tell you that that's what happens when you take Omax 3 Ultra Pure, but I will tell you it really is good for your mind. I can tell you that fish oil is the natural anti-inflammatory, and because of that, Omax 3 Ultra Pure, which has the largest, most potent amount of omega-3s of any of these sorts of things that are around. That's why they call it Omax 3 Ultra Pure, because it has the most potency, the most purity, 16 times the omega-3 content found in krill oil. It's just nothing short of superb, a great way to deal with inflammation. You've heard me talk a lot about that, especially this week. Anti-inflammatory fish oil and Omax 3 Ultra Pure, working on the inflammations in your joints. Got sore joints? Inflammation in your brain. If you are not getting enough oxygen into your brain, enough blood into your brain, you need the Omax 3 Ultra Pure to kind of open up the channels that lubricate your brain. There are all kinds of great things being said by people who are using Omax 3 Ultra Pure. It's well packaged, easy to get at. My suggestion is that you take a moment to call 800, get this number down, 800-316-7918. Why would I want you to do that? Because I want you to get a 30-day supply of Omax 3 Ultra Pure free. Free, free, free. Why would you want to do that? 800-316-7918 to get your free 30-day supply of Omax 3 Ultra Pure. You can get it online if you like, too. Doug4omax3.com. D-O-U-G, the number 4, O-M-A-X, number 3.com. Get it that way or call 800-316-7918 for a free 30-day supply of Omax 3 Ultra Pure, the best omega-3s. We all know we need them. So call now and get them. 800-316-7918.
And now, another Staples business tip. Getting your company name out there is the best way to get publicity and win new clients.
Banners? Check. Business cards?
Got it.
Customized mugs?
In the bag.
Postcards?
Yep.
Lawn sign?
Mm-hmm.
Oversized printouts?
Checkers.
Full-color double-sided brochures?
Right here.
Photos from last year's Christmas party?
Check. Didn't he delete those?
Why would we?
Oh. We also have shredders. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples. Make more happen every day.
This Columbus Day weekend during Guitar Center's Fall Savings event, save up to 70% on guitars, drums, keys, DJ recording, and more. Like an Epiphone Les Paul electric guitar or a Fender acoustic guitar, just $89 each. A Simmons electronic drum kit, now just $288. Howard PA cabinets, only $129 each. Or D'Addario bass strings, just $10 a pack. Plus, get low monthly payments with the Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss the incredible savings now through Monday, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
This is Nick.
Yo, Nick. Hey, what's up, man?
From beach to classroom, early mornings, 5 days a week. That's why he stops at Exxon and Mobil for fuels that help his engine run cleaner, smoother, and with better fuel economy. So Nick's mornings go a little easier. At least until his students get to class.
Take your seats.
Nick is energy. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more information.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. If there are good times going on and you're not part of them because of heartburn, get back in the game by rolling out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For acid indigestion, upset stomach, and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent, or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Perform at this year's Super Bowl halftime show. Perry's performance has been speculated since August after the NFL shortlisted her along with Coldplay and Rihanna. The essence of what needs to be done here. I think Rihanna was run out of town because she along with Jay-Z were axed in a segment during the wake of the Ray Rice scandal, Kenny, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that she didn't want to have anything to do with the NFL after that.
No. So the news of the contenders came with word that the league was asking artists, remember, to pay to play. Since last year's broadcast drew, 111 million viewers, previous performers have seen significant boosts in sales during their tours, etc., etc. In response, appearing on ESPN's College Game Day, Perry said, "I'm not the kind of girl who would pay to play the Super Bowl." So apparently, they don't get paid, and she doesn't have to pay. So the NFL has given up. Would you say that was they've given up on their idea, Kenny?
To have I would think so. It's a really dumb idea.
She has 58 million Twitter followers. She's the most popular on the social site. She has the most followers. More than me? How many? I must have 57 million, don't I? Followers on Twitter?
I'll need to add that up.
Good for you. All right, so Katy Perry will be the performer at the Super Bowl next February. Okay, it doesn't seem it's not that far away, you know, really. In the football season now, it's only, 5 months away? October, November, December? Yeah, like 4 months away. The late night show is also a part of this part of the Doug Stephan Good Day program with outtakes from monologues. Here we start with Conan O'Brien.
According to a new survey that just came out, teenagers believe that the five most influential Americans are all YouTube stars. The five most influential are all YouTube stars, yeah. So in other words, we're about 15 years away from our president being a guy who gets hit in the balls with a skateboard. That's what we're looking at in the future?
Big story out of Washington. They just announced that the budget deficit has shrunk to only $486 billion, which is the lowest it's been since President Obama took office. Obama was like, well, I guess we'll just have to work harder. Wait, was that good news? It's a miracle. I haven't had good news in a long time. Speaking of the president today, he gave a speech in California to motivate young voters by discussing his commitment to new technology. Ironically, nobody heard of him because they were all staring at their phones. Of course, the midterm elections are right around the corner, and politicians are doing everything they can to get people to vote. In fact, during a speech yesterday, First Lady Michelle Obama went so far as to say, voting can actually be a fun thing to do on a first date. Yeah. Because really, what better way to make a first date go smoothly than bring up politics right off the bat?
This week, President Obama criticized the Republican Party for being a party of billionaires while speaking at the $26 million Connecticut home of a man named Rich Richmond. Although, to be fair, in Connecticut, a $26 million home is considered the projects.
That's not true. That was foolish. The first part of it was good, though. You know, that reminds me, we discussed a couple of weeks ago, actually, how this whole business of making Republicans look like one thing and Democrats look like another, how silly it is because of all the money being spent by both parties in the election here. And going back to the election 4 years ago, or however many, three, when John McCain ran, he got $83 million in help from you and me as taxpayers, and Obama got $180 million. Come on. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Jonathan Alter and David Frum. Coming right up, Mitt Romney is giving out signals he may run for a third term. Might he be the Nixon of 68 or Harold Stassen?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roots. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah! Woo-hoo! Let's rock this jungle.
Yeah! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo!
Whoa! Great!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Frum and Alter. Mitt Romney is now telling journalists that while he's not going to run in 2016, maybe circumstances will change, and maybe, who knows, is he the Dick Nixon of 1968 or the Harold Stassen of forever?
I'd say more likely a modern Harold Stassen or a modern Adlai Stevenson, who's the last candidate who was nominated twice by his party. We thought we were past that era, but I spoke to Ed Rollins, who a longtime Republican consultant who was Reagan's campaign manager in 84, and he believes that Romney will be the nominee because he will sew up the donor class and that they're willing to, you know, give him another shot.
What do you think about the possibility that Mitt Romney may be the person to make your argument for a more modern GOP?
He's not doing it. It's nice to be asked when you're on the radio. He's a polite person. But Mitt Romney is one of the most meticulous human beings any of us will ever encounter. If he were thinking about a run, he would be putting in place the predicates and preparation that he so carefully did in the last two cycles. He's not doing it.
It's a good point.
So, yeah, it's nice to be asked, but you get enough people asking same question, you want to say, yeah, I'm touched. Thank you.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute today with David Frum and Jonathan Alt.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Universal information, universal timing, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Friday. Ken Kessler and I are here attacking some of the issues. That's not the right word, though. Attacking sounds aggressive. Overviewing, looking at, chewing my cashews. Strawberries and cashews, breakfast of champions. So, military planes arriving in West Africa from the United States today. The regional leaders there pleading for more help in dealing with the Ebola situation. More American Marines arrived in Liberia with supplies. I have a young fellow who works for me on the farm. Most of you know I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. I have a young fellow who's 24, 25, I think. Very good guy. Like him a lot. Happy to have him on the farm. Excuse me while I have a sip of water. Can you talk to yourself for a minute, will you?
Certainly.
All right. So, anyway.
You okay?
I'm fine. So, he's been to Afghanistan 3 times in the 4 years that he's been in the Marines. And they're going next week. He has usually a month, every month, he has a weekend away. Next week, he's going away for 4 days to do maneuvers. They go up to some place in upstate New York and they practice. They practice in New York what they might do on the ground in Afghanistan. But what I'm thinking, frankly, is that there are more of these Marines being trained to do things that they might confront while they're in Africa. And I wonder about that. I wonder, I'm thinking out loud, and I didn't ask him, I was going to talk to him about it yesterday, whether he thought there might be a chance he would go over to West Africa. The understanding that I have is that most of the soldiers who are over there are Marines, in fact, not members of the Army, but more specifically, better trained. Is that the case, by the way? 888-302-3684. Of all of the various service entities that there are, the Army, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, which one is better trained? Or are you all trained the same? Your history, if you don't mind sharing some of that, 888-302-3684. I'd like to know, I'm going to pause for a minute here and let you collect your thoughts. If you're in the Army, you think you are better trained than those who were in the Marines. My own impression of this is that the Marines are better trained, but that's only my instinctive response to my own question. What's yours? 888-302-3684. Who gets the better training, or turn it around, who is better trained? The Marines, Army, Navy, Air Force, or Coast Guard? 888-302-3684 on Good Day.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
And now, another Staples business tip. An unclean office can lead to the spread of the flu that can cripple your staff. And trying to avoid the flu by wearing hazmat suits can cripple your communication.
Bill, can you go over the fiscal budget again?
What?
Can you go over the fiscal budget again?
Fish in a bucket?
What?
Fish in a bucket. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
ESPN college football analyst Jesse Palmer is helping guys take pride in their grooming routines this season. From the football field to the studio, Jesse knows that a daily regimen with products designed specifically for men, such as Degree Men Antiperspirant and Dove Men Plus Care body washes, are an essential part of men's pregame every day. Here's Jesse.
Now, as a broadcaster, I take pride in my daily grooming routine, whether it's before I go in front of the camera or just to leave the house, because it prepares me for the moments that matter on and off the screen.
Unilever men's brands, including Axe, Degree Men, and Dove Men Plus Care, are designed specifically for men and are the official pregame products of NCAA football. Take pride in your pregame by visiting your local retailer this football season or go to pregameproducts.com for more information. That's pregameproducts.com.
Kohl's has brand news, big home names to fall for. Whip up delicious with KitchenAid and 10 to 33% off Cuisinart. Pick up Food Network gadgets to 25% off. Fluffy chaps towels just $12.99 each. Find 30% off Disney bedding and clean up with 10 to 15% off Dyson. Save even more late Friday and early Saturday. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. And visit Kohl's.com to get an extra 20% off friends and family pass. See store at Kohl's.com for details. Thursday through Saturday. Find your yes. Kohl's.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local HealthMart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood HealthMart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned HealthMart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local HealthMart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit HealthMart.com for the location near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Your local HealthMart pharmacist is proud to help the caregivers among us with support and expert advice. Visit HealthMart.com for the location near you. 20 minutes before the hour, I'm Ken Kessler. Doug Steffen is around somewhere. Doug? We were talking about, before we get back to that, I just want to mention on our Facebook page at facebook.com/goodday show, We've got a couple things for you. The question that Doug just asked about our military and which division you think has the best training. If you can't get through on the phone, you can weigh in there. We also have a picture, and I don't know which cow it is, but there is a terrific picture from Doug's farm of one of his cows wishing you a happy Friday, so you can check that out. And thanks for the comments there already. And as usual on Fridays, we run down the top 10 talk radio topics of the week from talkers.com. And we have that list for you. That's the poll today. And it's also on Facebook if you would like to weigh in on that. The choices are, number one was the Ebola pandemic threat in the cases here in the U.S. Number two is the battle against ISIS. Number three is the Supreme Court on gay marriage. Number four is the Bill Maher, Ben Affleck Islam spat. Number five is the midterm elections and the 2016 presidential race. Immigration reform was number six. Obamacare number seven. The North Korea leadership question, where is Kim Jong-un? That's number eight. Ferguson protesters at Bush Stadium during the Major League playoffs is number nine. And NFL action is number 10. Yvonne has already weighed in on that, and she says that the midterm elections and ISIS are the two things that are most important to her, so you can check that out. Facebook.com/Good Day Show and weigh in on that. We appreciate that. If Twitter is more your thing, you can find us there. Just look up Good Day Show at Good Day Show on Twitter. And Michael, you'll have to help me out because I don't know who we have, but I believe we've got some phone calls. Doug had asked about. I'm sorry?
So I did.
Oh, there you are.
Here I am. All right, so let's get to the question about who's better trained as we think about those who are being sent to Africa. Terry is in Arizona. Hi.
Hi.
So your experience?
Prior Air Force, years ago.
Yeah, and how was your training?
Oh, I think it was awesome. I think we're all going to say that we're better trained than the other division. It's, you know, just a... the kind of joking camaraderie against each other. I know the people I work with in other services, we joke all the time, you know. And I really feel each division is trained for their own specifics.
So there's, you know, a different need. There's a different use for people who are Marines, different use for people who are in the Air Force, different use for people. That, well, we all know,
exactly.
Yes, that there's different applicability. But I think over the years, at least I have thought, that those who were Marines and those who were in the Army were trained for moderately similar missions, and the Marines seem to have more Semper Fi, if you will. And I'm not trying to be cute, but there's something about the Marines, the spirit, that seems stronger. There's more cohesion, at least from the outside looking in.
Yes, I mean, I could agree with that. Yeah, I could agree with that. Hmm. They're, you know, they do more grunt work, and I think just the, I would think that the situations they are put in bring them closer together like that.
All right, what would you think if you were still in the service and your captain or whoever the platoon, whoever was in charge, said, all right, we've got to muster up, we've got to go over to Africa. What would you think of being assigned duty to the Ebola area?
Oh, boy. I'm not sure. Maybe maybe shock at first, but, you know, I'm not sure.
Do you have sons?
Do I have sons? No, I have a daughter.
All right. So is your daughter interested in, or was she interested in being in the service like you?
No.
Never was. Anybody in your family been in the service beside you?
Yes. My uncle's a retired colonel.
Mm-hmm. What does he think about what's going on now, what the service members, whether it doesn't make any difference which branch of the service, are being used for in terms of the training versus application? Again, going to the Marines being sent to Africa to deal with Ebola.
You know, I haven't spoke to him in not recently and not about that, but, you know, I don't know. We signed up for duty, and we do what our duty is.
Yeah, but your duty is to fight, is it not? Not to deal with medical emergencies, or does anything go these days?
Well, right. Well, you know, I don't really have an opinion on that one. I don't know.
It's just the way I was raised. Yep,
yes.
Got it. Thank you, Terry. 888-302-3684. I don't mean to belabor this. I just think it's a question a lot of people are asking, whether the Marines that are being sent to Liberia or elsewhere, is that the appropriate use? The Commander-in-Chief says you do this, and you do what the Commander-in-Chief says. That's pretty much how it is. Would you like to, if you had been in the Marines, go over there and be assigned this duty? And again, this all comes from my conversation with the young fellow that works for me on the farm, who is going to be spending more time training on various things. But the way he described, actually, it was pretty, they go out on Thursday, and they spend supposedly 4 days in active duty, but they really come back overnight on Saturday, and they sit around the base waiting for their leadership to do all the paperwork. And if there's a Patriots game on, it takes them longer to get the paperwork done, and they can't release anybody until the paperwork is all done. So they most all of them understand that they won't be released till the Patriots game is over if it's an afternoon game. What a system. All right. Anyway, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com. What do we have for Facebook.com/ good day or Twitter comments on the situation with the Ebola? I don't like the word crisis. The situation with the Ebola. Yeah, this the words get awkward, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brody says they're talking about that Ebola is deadly. I'm more concerned about a cop shooting at me just for walking out of my apartment.
Hmm. Has that happened? Where is he from? Do we know?
It doesn't say.
Hmm. Is that a reference to what happened in St. Louis day before yesterday? That wasn't really what happened there, but that's the way it's
played. And exactly what happened in North Carolina, where that kid got pepper sprayed in his own home.
Right. Yeah. Okay. That's the yesterday. If you didn't hear the story, we had it at DougStephan.com about this young black fellow who is a foster child living with a white family, and he went home, and the police were called in because the neighbors reported somebody breaking into the home, and this sort of thing. Actually, I got a pretty interesting email. There was a lot of email about that yesterday, and I guess maybe I should reflect on it to a point. Let's see here. Listen to the segment on the black foster kid being pepper sprayed. While it is somewhat different, our 15-year-old was adopted at birth from Guatemala. So two white parents, a white sister, and a Hispanic kid. We've had very few issues over the years, but I've seen the pain in my daughter that the foster child is probably feeling right now. Cuts so deep. When people say stupid things or make assumptions, we white folks who live in mostly white areas have no clue what it feels like. Hmm? Maybe there's a lot to be said for that. I think the stupidity presented by some people in our country is legion. 888-302-3684. Okay. Paul, what, you got another comment, Kenny, before I move to the next caller?
Sure. Back on Ebola. Jennifer says, my top Ebola avoidance tip is to not let people vomit on you. This is also a core life principle.
Brilliant. Paul in El Paso, KTSM. What's the, you have a Marine background, do you?
No, I was Army.
Okay.
But, you know, for 1,000 years, they've shown that the smaller the unit is, the better training they get. The Marines are much smaller than the Army, and so I'd have to say that they get better training. Like you said, they have that, I think they have more of a esprit de corps. They have, they really get into their history. But then if you look at it, well, the Army paratroops, they're smaller than the Marines. They're probably better trained. And then, of course, you know, the Rangers, even smaller, SEALs, you know, so,
the Army is cannon fodder.
I wouldn't say they're cannon fodder. We've gone to great lengths to train to avoid casualties and stuff. And then, I was a combat engineer, you know, landmines, explosives, and booby traps. Mm-hmm. And But even we dealt with humanitarian issues. I remember in 89 I was sent to San Francisco to help clean up with the earthquake.
Okay. Got it. All right. Thanks for the call. It's 51 at the hour.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I couldn't believe it. Someone recently asked me if I had a facelift because I'm looking so much younger. I was stunned. How would that make you feel? It's because of my new anti-aging lotion that lifts, firms, and has dramatically reduced my crow's feet. You know you're ready to look younger. So call now and receive a GCN special offer. 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit faceliftlotion.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Now 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time on the Friday Dick Stephan Good Day program. Shelley Palmer gets us started. He will talk with you in a moment about a new movie deal for Netflix. Those of you who are fascinated with Netflix or receiving content that way, this is right up your alley, and it's right up here next on Good Day.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent or nurturing a sick child or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Healthmart, caring for you and about you.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, while Netflix has thousands of movies available to stream, its original content has focused on TV series, comedy specials, and documentaries. A couple of recent high-profile deals, however, are set to change all that. Netflix recently acquired exclusive worldwide rights to four upcoming movies produced and starring Adam Sandler. While Sandler's recent films haven't won over many critics' hearts, they've almost all been worldwide box office smashes. For those with more sophisticated tastes, Netflix has also reached a deal with the Weinstein Company to produce a sequel to Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, which is set to hit Netflix and IMAX theaters on the same day next August. Not everyone's happy with these deals, though, and theater chains like Regal, AMC, and Cinemark are all refusing to screen the film. As movie theaters struggle to find ways to keep their seats full, companies like Netflix continue to upend the status quo. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stephan's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
LV Power Premium Gasoline removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. So when you fill up, car, engine, and performance come together to make your drive come alive. Choose Shell V-Power today. And learn how you can save big at the pump at FuelRewards.com.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
The story at DougStefan.com today about GoPro. Everybody understand what GoPro is? Kenny, do you want to explain? Ken Kessler here, who's pretty good when it comes to a lot of technology. What is GoPro?
Well, as Michael said during the break to us, it's a hands-free wearable camera. Quite simply,
yeah.
It's you see people putting these on their hats or their helmets and jumping out of airplanes or doing all kinds of things, and it gives you incredible footage of stuff that you wouldn't normally get to see.
Right. So is this the technology that police are now using? Most police or a lot of police being asked to wear cameras all the time. Is this a GoPro product?
It's probably something similar. I'd be surprised if they were all paying for the name brand.
All right. So let's now go into GoPro and what the latest is from this company. They've announced an investment, a donation, if you will, of 5.8 million shares to help launch a new charity. Nicholas Woodman and his wife said in a statement on Wednesday, he's the CEO of GoPro, they're making a contribution worth $450 million.
Wow.
Excuse me, to start their organization. It's the Jill and Nicholas Woodman Foundation. Investors in the company that make these cameras not happy. They think it is going to cause the shares to be devalued. Matter of fact, the shares went down about 70% this week. This couple able to make the transaction in advance of December restrictions on doing this. They haven't announced the foundation's mission yet, just that they are seeding it. There's got to be a heck of a foundation with that kind of dough to start off, $450 million. But again, going back to what the company's all about, how he made his money, imagine that much dough being the value of a little company like GoPro, starting from nothing, from scratch. Good for him.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.